We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam was the sixth Imam amongst the 12 Imams of the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was the successor divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, the successor to both the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, as well as the Commander of the Believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was a great, intelligent, genius figure who held a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. He also improved the public life of the general masses and enhanced human thought and took human thought to levels never before reached. This was achieved, of course, by many means, including the advanced technological discoveries and inventions that were put forth by the divinely appointed Imam. It is widely and commonly related that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was amongst those who discovered oxygen, and it was His Eminence who declared that air was not a simple element as it was known before, but rather it was composed of various elements. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam. So there's an interesting dialogue that we have between Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and an individual who visited him, apparently from the city of Qom in Iran. So this dialogue is a question and answer about tafwid, which is this absolute delegation of authority to a human being. Of course, this is a theological discussion, and there are various different views. One is the view of compulsion, that human beings are forced to do what they do. And the other one is tafwid, meaning that they have absolute free will. So the man comes from apparently the city of Qom, and he comes to the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and he says, we believe in tafwid, this absolute free will of a human being, that Allah has completely delegated affairs to human beings, and Allah does not intervene in any way. Thus, a human being is completely free, even if they become a disbeliever. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam replied, this statement of yours is false. If Allah had delegated absolute authority to human beings, no sinner would be able to be punished, because absolute authority and absolute free will would mean that there should be no law, because law limits that absolute free will. However, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam continues and says, compulsion, jabr, is also false. The middle way, Allah created man free, but established laws for him and has encompassment over his actions, is the correct path. You can choose. This is a part of your free will, but not outside the framework of Allah's power and will. It is like someone in a room with two doors. They can exit through either door, but the room itself was built by Allah. The choice is yours. The structure is from Allah. So we find here, dear friends, a very beautiful and interesting discussion and dialogue that occurs. And of course, something which is a very intricate and profound theological concepts on either side, and debatable concepts. And for many centuries, Muslim theologians have debated over these things, but we find that the six divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, has in a very beautiful and simple manner, very, very clearly explained these theological confusions. So we find that, of course, it is the middle path, which is that we have free will, but we are under the confinements of divine law, which is the correct path. And so it is neither compulsion nor is it absolute free will. And we find that absolute free will means lawlessness. And this is one of the reasons why we do not believe in absolute free will, because the laws of nature and the laws of the Sharia, the Islamic jurisprudence, they define the limits of such freedom, which is something completely natural. And third, if for people who are raising children, you can apply the same principle, you know, give them freedom, but within the bounds of rules. This is Dialogue, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now let's listen to Sayyid Muhammad Jawad Al-Ghazwini.
Today, Muslims around the world, different parts of the world, different colors, different nationalities, different languages, different disciplines, different schools of thought, different beliefs. The most vital question, the most important question, is a question that is always ignored. It's a question nobody wants to talk about. It's literally ignoring the elephant in the room. And that is, how close, the question is, how close are we to the originality of Islam? Because I can guarantee you nobody has the original Islam. Today, Muslims around the world, some are closer to the originality of Islam, and some are very far away from the originality of Islam. Why? Why are some people far and some people further from the originality of Islam, and no one can claim that I follow the exact same teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Imam al-Sadiq? Plague that inflicted the Muslim world was the greed of the rulers that wanted to expand the land and expand the territory and gain wealth on the expense of the Islam of people, the belief of people. Most of those fabrications that were made, most of the fabricators that were hired, was all due to political motives. And this period of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, in the 34 years of his imamah, after the martyrdom of his father Imam al-Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam, until his own martyrdom, in those 34 years was when this phenomenon is very clear. any person that does very basic research, you will realize that there are two major fractions, political fractions in Islam, creating two different, distinct, polar opposite narratives of Islam, and both of them claim that our version is the correct version. And mostly, we were separated from the original teaching of Islam, I would say the original Islam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, due to those turbulent political periods. Because politicians, they want to create their own narrative.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.